And welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jets.
And I'm Jen.
Oh, One Tree Hill, we'll never die. I mean, I'm really excited because, like, I'm excited. Well, in my head, this whole time, I've been excited for season six because that was the one that I remembered. Right. Except, as we've learned through seasons through four and five and a half, we don't like Lucas. So yeah, I'm actually intrigued to find out my new opinions on season six.
Fair.
Because this whole time, it's been like, or like prior, it was always like, oh my God, Lucas and Peyton, absolutely. But then, like, in 100 and whatever episodes in, fuck this shit.
I mean, kind of, right? Like,
so I might have, but then after that, it's all going to be new. So either way, we're getting close to the either exciting in various ways.
Yep.
Season 5, episode 16, Crying Won't Help You Now, which is a Ben Harper song. And then I went, Ben Harper.
Right?
More people that I forgot about.
Honestly.
I don't even know what I feel about this episode.
Yeah, that's fair. I watched it in a very haphazard way. I watched half of it before work this morning and then half of it when I got home. So I feel like I didn't form a cohesive opinion on it because it didn't feel cohesive because I didn't watch it that way. But
yeah, it's like, you know, like there's good bits and like nothing was bad. But like maybe it's just because it's too building leading up to.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, not like a whole lot happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, this season, as we've established, it's a bit rocky.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah. It starts with some sort of, like, Lucas voiceover that I 12,000% did not listen to.
Samesies. 0% listen to that. Yeah. But we get this hilarious beginning. Okay, so, like, it's so funny because it's all, like, solemn. Dan's at, like, Keith's grave, and you're like, ah, he's there to, like, feel guilty about murdering his brother.
Yep.
Incorrect. He is instead overseeing the placement of his own headstone next to Keith's.
Slightly bigger.
Just a little bit. Just a little. It's gigantic.
Even just, like,
it has a picture of him on it.
Even for, like, one of those headstones that's in, like, one of, like, a bigger cemetery where they have the, like, vertical, you know, headstone, not just, like, the flat on the ground one. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's massive.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know, I guess clearly they had, like, a family plot or something.
I mean, I guess, right?
Because then, yeah, he's just, like, slapping it down next to him and, like, I was so torn because even, like, since Dan's been back, like, it keeps being this back and forth of, like, is he trying to be good? Is he changing?
Right.
And then through a whole bunch more of this episode, he seemed human almost.
Right. But they begin it this way?
Yeah, where it goes to, like, you know, regular smirking Dan being like, ha, 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 look at my giant gravestone, ha, ha, like,
next to the brother that I murdered.
Right?
Like, it's a lot.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're, like, supposed to feel sympathy for him, I think, throughout the rest of this episode. And you're like, I don't know what to do.
I, like, forgot about that?
Yeah.
And even in the last couple episodes, it's almost like they're also not sure, right? Because, like, he was the villain, and he was such a good villain. But then they want him on this redemption tour. Yeah. And they're trying. But then, like, they still kind of keep making him a douchebag.
Right.
But then, no, wait, he's going to be genuine and redempt, like, yeah. It's a struggle.
Agreed. Yeah. Bananas. Anyway, we end up with Jamie and Nathan.
Yeah. Yeah, because like Jamie wants to know where Dan was because he wasn't at
Yeah,
his
he
party.
didn't come to his party.
But then that's when Nathan tells him that the jersey was from Grandpa Dan.
Yeah.
So of course then Jamie's all happy. And then Haley's like, we need to talk.
Yeah.
That's then when Nathan tells her that Dan is sick and
Yes.
dying. And even she's like, but do you believe him?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, like he kind of seems scared. And you're like, yeah. And that's just it, right? Like, and I guess it's just shout out to Paul Johansson, right? Because like maybe he is one of the best actors on the show. Because every time he does it, whether he's being smarmy or seems to be like whatever it is, I believe him. So then I keep getting confused as to which one he is.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, Nathan's basically like either way, Dan's not spending time with him, so with Jamie, so no. Ugh.
Yeah.
So Brooke's at the house with the baby. Luke comes by. This stupid Lucas serious face.
Well, and because he knew that the doctor's appointment that he said he was going to go with them was that day. But it was that, and this is where I had so many questions.
I God,
Because
right?
he shows up and it's in the morning.
Yeah.
And then Brooke's like, hey, like it's, the appointment was tonight. As in, but she was like, it was 7 p.m. tonight. And I was like, as much as there would be, they might do surgeries at night or this, whatever. An appointment to go over stuff isn't going to be at night.
Right.
But then either way, then, so does that mean that this was pre 7 a.m. because he was going to get them so that then they could go to the appointment for 7 a.m.?
I guess. I
So like,
don't know,
what
man.
time was this?
I don't know.
Because
I don't
then
know.
Peyton comes out in her jammies
Yep.
and she's all like, oh man, that's the best sleep I've ever had. Except if this is meant to be like 6:15 or 6:30 in the morning,
Right.
I feel like she's probably pretty sleepy still.
Yeah.
Except the whole point of that was just for her to be in jammies and for Luke to be there, and then everyone to go,
Correct.
oh, Luke, oh, Peyton, Jam, oh, Luke, oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Stupid.
Yeah, agreed. 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 It was dumb and I hated it. That's okay. Luke's got to get to practice, I think. Is that what they were doing? Honestly, I'm now realizing that the timeline in this episode is really weird.
Yes, you're not wrong now that you're pointing it out as well.
Because like that's where we go to them in the gym with the team, right?
Yeah.
And this is when Quentin leaves and is like, I'm quitting.
Well, yeah, and because like Lucas again is trying to do the like, okay, so Quentin's out, like Quentin's injured.
Yeah.
We have 12 games, we have to step it up because we can't lose many. And again, like it's, and I love
I know.
sports movies, and it's so like we, like we're gonna do this and nah. I was like, yeah, okay, but like it's also Lucas. I'm just like, ugh, no.
Yeah, agreed.
But then, yeah, then Quinn's just like, nah, I leave, I quit. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Thankfully, by the end of this episode, Quentin is the Quentin that I always thought he was.
Yes. Yeah.
And this other, 16 episodes that we've had that I didn't know. So, we're
Yeah.
almost there.
Yikes.
Only to be destroyed.
Yep, basically.
Next season, we have time. We have time. Well, then.
Oh yes, we go back to Peyton and Brooke with the baby.
Yeah. Which, again, so like, whatever time in the morning it is.
Oh, God only knows.
And like, Peyton is doing the like, I can help. Like, but then like, Brooke's just like, no, like, she's scared. You're scary. She doesn't like you, whatever. I mean, teasingly. But then that's when she's like, oh, like it's just like, like so much to do with the studio and blah, blah, blah. But then that's when she like, because of course she's like, it's okay. Like Luke's been helping. Like he's been really great. And otherwise, like he's just pining over Lindsay. Who
Yeah.
cares?
I know. I know. I know.
Who cares?
Yeah. Oh yes, we go to the station with Mouth, his place of work. And his boss comes in and just like tells him that he really liked his Ravens piece that he did, and their regular sportscaster is sick and he wants him to fill in for him. So like three spots. Yay!
Yay.
And like he makes a point of saying, like, I heard about the Omaha offer and I think you made the right decision. So like, yes.
Oh, I missed
Mouth's
that.
getting his big
Excellent.
break.
Yay.
Yeah.
I totally
Yeah.
miss it.
Yeah, so like, yeah, it makes it sound like he's gonna give Mouth a chance, which is fantastic. Oh yes, Haley comes to talk to Lucas and tell him about Dan allegedly dying. Lucas believes it even less than Haley. He's like, that's not true. There's no way. Like, Dan's just trying to suck us back into his drama.
Yeah, he is absolutely totally lying for sure.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't he say something too? He's like, and if it is real, then like, couldn't happen to a better guy or something.
Yeah. Which I was like, you know what? That's funny. I will give Lucas that.
Well, yeah, this whole episode, like, again, like, absolutely warranted. Totally get it. But he just comes in with like the epic
Oh, yeah.
sass over, like, haha, you're dying, Dan. Like, I was just like, oh
Yeah.
my goodness.
Yeah, I know. I know. Oh, boy. Oh, then we go to the River Court where Nathan's kind of like working out, practicing. And Dan shows up, of course, because he's just following Nathan everywhere this episode. And he's trying to be like encouraging, you know, like you might not be the player you once were, but like you just have to change the way you play. Like if you just try it this way, and Nathan's like pissed, he's not having it. Because he's like, we're not doing this, basically.
Yeah, cool. Because Dan keeps
Like,
talking, like, you know, it doesn't have to be a comeback. It just has to be like a reinvention. Like, you can still be
yeah.
great.
And like everything Dan is saying is correct. And like,
Comes
this is when
back
you're like,
later.
oh, Dan, are you like a real person?
Well, right? Like, if this was any other father of a basketball player,
Right.
it would be like, man, that's great advice. Thanks for, like, keeping me motivated after this, like, life-changing injury.
Right.
But because it's Dan, you're always just like, who was always so mean and in that, like,
Yeah.
you know, shoot three throws until you get 100 in a row without missing. So you're there for like 6 hours and like
Yep.
bad stage mom, you know,
Yeah.
version of coach dad. What, I don't know what the
Yeah, I don't know.
gym dad, whatever the version is, but yeah. But
Yeah.
Nathan ain't having it.
Nope.
Well, because he's just like, stop following me.
Yeah. Listen, he has a point.
Well, then, like, Dan again, he does that, like, you don't want to have, like, a life of regrets, so you can still have your dreams. And, like, again, see, you know, Lucas and Dan, exactly the same freaking people. Because what he's
I
saying
know.
is really good. And if
Oh,
anyone
I
else was
know.
saying it, Nathan would absolutely take it. But because it's Dan,
Yeah.
he's like, no, leave my family alone. Go away.
Yeah. Oh, we get this Peyton and Haley scene throughout the studio,
Yeah.
the recording studio, which now there's actually a Red Bedroom Records like sign up. I
Yeah.
don't know if that was there before,
I don't think
but
the sign
like,
was there before. And then
yeah,
even
right?
Peyton says, like, welcome to Red Bedroom Studios, like,
Yeah.
as if this is the name of the studio, and then therefore we know what the name of the record label is. And like, but again, I feel like it's never been like an announcement or something, you know, like something.
No, it was just mentioned that time they were like negotiating Mia's contract with the other label.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
it's
then
weird.
like in my head it was always such a, like, I always thought it was like some kind of moment where it was like, what are you gonna call it? You know, and I was like, oh, Red Bedroom Records, and then everyone being like, oh yeah, because like Peyton's Red Bedroom, and like, but it was only that time that she like gave the girl the white paint to like paint out or whatever
Right.
to like paint over the door and stuff like that, and it was just like, I don't know, yeah, I just had always thought it was more of a deep connection, something kind of profound moment, but
But
alas, it was
no.
not.
I know. But anyway. Haley ends up asking her if she had a chance to get to know her real father, would she do it?
Which I totally forgot about.
Basically, so like basically she's just trying to figure out if she should let Jamie see Dan.
Yeah.
Basically. Because she doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, because like
And so
Peyton.
she straight up tells Peyton that like Dan might be dying and I don't know what to do about Jamie. Like, yeah.
Well, like Peyton's like reply is just like, as much as I want to meet my real dad, what if I meet him and I don't like him? So
Yeah.
like I'd rather just have my like idealized version.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like Ellie was so great. Barf.
Ugh,
And then
she was
like
not.
she's the whole reason that I have like all of this and blah blah blah. So like maybe it would be a good thing. You're just like, I don't know. Meh.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Lucas goes to see Dan.
Yep.
And basically it's just, because again, even Dan is like, you should like keep an eye out because of your heart. And he's like, my heart's fine.
You're like, it's not though, Lucas, but sure.
Yeah, cool.
This is when he pulls out, you're dead to so many of us already, so what does it matter?
Yeah. And the
Oh
whole
boy.
I was so distracted in the scene, which should have been like so important, because he's just like, Dan's like, I'm dying, and Lucas is like, who
Yeah.
cares? But like Dan has the most like Pete Wentz swoop hair.
Oh, yeah, his hair is just so bad sometimes.
Like it was just like someone just needed to like
Yeah, I
run their
know.
fingers through it, but it was just the like
Oh,
absolute perfect,
yeah.
like if someone was to like draw a meme of an emo in 2002 and
Yeah.
draw their hair, that's what it was. And
Yeah.
I just couldn't take any of it serious.
That's absolutely fair. Absolutely fair.
Yeah. Oh man, see, and this is, maybe I didn't like this episode.
Yeah,
Well,
I
because,
know.
like, then we have, like, Haley and Peyton, and they're, like, talking about, like, the record and the record label, and, you know, Haley makes some kind of, like, comment about, like, or are you just, like, hiding behind the record label, blah, 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 like, as in, like, not living your life or going after Lucas, I guess. And then that's when she tells her that she's, like, yeah, before the wedding, I told Lucas not to marry her because he's in love with you, and Peyton's, like, pardon me? Like,
Yeah.
he's, like, no, like, his book, you know, he's still in love with you. And then Peyton pulls the Lucas. It's just a book.
Yeah.
But then the whole, like, oh, you know, even in my, like, writing songs, like, my subconscious, like, gets in there. And, like, Lindsay was just like, yeah, he's in love with her, Lindsay, but, like, Lindsay's afraid of the idea of you. And just this whole talk all over again.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yep.
And again, only because we know that it's setting us up for, like, a stupid cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And the other thing that happens with Peyton this episode, I was not expecting, and I'm not impressed with.
Oh, okay. Yes. I was like, what else happened?
Clearly she gets on a plane, but anyways.
Anyway, I know. I know. I had that question also. But anyway.
Yeah.
Before we get there, instead we go to, I didn't like this episode. We go to the doctor's office.
Oh yeah, because then this would have been like
Brooke.
7 p.m.
Allegedly.
Anyways, okay, yeah.
With Brooke and Angie and Luke is there, because of course he is.
Yeah.
And like we do get her condition explained a little better. She has several holes in her heart. He explains the procedure, like they're gonna stop her heart, they're gonna graft the holes with skin from other areas, blah blah blah
Yep.
blah blah. They're like all worried, and Lucas is like, "What's her prognosis without the surgery?" I'm like, "I'm pretty sure that that doesn't matter because this is not your child, and ergo, it's not your decision."
I know, I was so. Like, I understand why they did it for the drama, but like, because this kind of stuff absolutely happens. I feel like for the
Yeah.
most part, they also fly the parents over, but like, whatever. I will let that
Right.
slide.
Yes, same.
But
Like,
like,
maybe they couldn't for some reason.
yeah. But aside from, absolutely, yes, they would for sure have a meeting with like Brooke
Yeah.
and probably like even explain the procedure just so like, FYI, this is what's gonna happen and like, just so that you're aware
Yeah.
for later. But not
Totally.
in this way of like, because then like Brooke almost questions it as if she, like she has a say for it to like not happen.
Right.
No, like no.
Anyway, we also find out that her prognosis without the surgery is like 2 years. So, anyway. It just annoyed me so much because I'm like, you're fostering this child so that she can get this surgery done. She has parents.
Yeah, it wasn't like you were fostering her and then found out about this.
Right.
And then now you're worried. This is the whole reason she's on the continent,
Right. Like,
is for
presumably,
this.
her parents already have all this information.
Yeah. Because they would have had to decide if they wanted to do that to, like, send her
Right.
over. Is there somewhere else she could have been sent? Like,
Yep.
and then. Of course, so
Oh,
apparently it's
yeah.
happening like next week. But then Lucas is like, "Do you know a Dr. Thornton?" Because obviously he needs to question Dan's supposed doctor. And I'm just like, "Stop
Isn't
being
there like
Lucas."
doctor patient confidentiality also though? Like
Well, and that's just it. So like, at first I was like, "Oh, he's just like asking like, is this actually like a cardiologist around here somewhere?" Fair
Oh,
question.
fair.
Absolutely. I was like,
Yeah.
"Okay, fine." But as we will learn later,
Yeah.
Dr. Thornton fucking gives it up,
Yep.
which is absolutely against the rules.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Lucas could have framed it as like he could have just lied through his teeth. I mean, not even lied, but just been like, yeah, it's my dad and I have the same heart condition and like blah blah blah.
But then technically still bad doctor.
I
Like
mean,
he
correct.
could have given the
Yes, that
like,
is absolutely
you know,
correct.
for most people in this situation, this is what we, whatever, but like,
Yeah.
he wouldn't have confirmed or denied Dan's situation.
Yeah.
Lucas.
Yep.
Which again, I
Yep.
really just blame on Lucas and not the doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, but then we get Nathan and Q on the River Court.
Yes.
Which like I actually liked, but it was also kind of funny because it was just like,
I know. Well, because Q's just telling him that, like, yeah, he quit the Ravens, and Nathan's like, you can't quit just because you're injured. Like, what are you doing?
and then that's when we get the like, Lucas was injured his senior
Ugh.
year, and yeah, he had to play less minutes, but like he still gave it all. And you just have to, and then he like direct quotes Dan, "You just have to play
Ugh.
differently, like."
Yeah.
It's a different game. You just have to reinvent your game. It's not going to be easy. And you're just like,
I mean, listen, Dan was correct. I'm glad that Nathan could at
Yes.
least recognize that Dan was right in this situation, even if we don't want to listen to Dan. Well, and then Quentin comes back with like how he threw that punch for Nathan, and Nathan's like, "Okay, I've thrown a lot of punches in my day. You threw that for you and deal with it."
Always
Yeah.
selfish, definitely.
Yep, always selfish.
Because yeah, he was totally like trying to, because that was when he and like Quentin and Haley were kind of like sort of still trying to figure out like their footing of like, is he
Yeah.
gonna, you know, do the project or is he gonna just be a jerk, you know, whatever. But then so it was like,
Yeah.
you're trying to like protect Mrs. James Scott, but then so that you look good, not just to protect her. Yeah,
Right.
so like
Right.
Nathan got you there. Nathan got you there. But,
Yeah,
you know.
for sure.
You know.
For sure. Oh yes, then we get this little Mouth and Millie scene where he tells her about doing the sports segment,
Yeah.
and she says she can't come because she's watching Angie because Brooke has a meeting.
Right. Yes.
Comes up later.
Yes.
What
Oh,
happens next?
Jamie asks Haley where Grandpa Dan
Oh,
lives
right.
because he wants to go give him, or he wants to say thank you for his present. And of course,
Yep.
Haley's like, I don't know. But she's like, oh, like he lives at the beach. Like it's too late to go over there now. Why don't you write him a note?
I suspect the fact that she has told him that Grandpa Dan lives at the beach is going to come up later.
I also, that was my first thought.
Right? I
But
was like, is
then,
this child going to take his initiative to go find Grandpa Dan at the beach?
well, and because of the thing that happens at the end that Haley
Yes.
does,
Yes.
which that I remember. And I think it
Same.
comes back to haunt Haley, which and
Agreed.
I imagine is going to be tied to her saying Grandpa Dan lives at the beach.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Yep. Maybe in the next episode.
Maybe.
Then I don't know.
Yeah.
Brooke puts Angie to bed, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. And
She's
then,
like
oh.
worried that like what if she dies? I don't think I can handle this. Thank you for being here, Lucas.
Right, yeah, Lucas and them. You're giving her a
Yeah.
chance and blah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Again, we care about the baby.
We
We
do
just
care
don't
about
care
the
about,
baby.
we don't care
We just
about
don't care
Lucas and
about
Brooke's
Lucas.
thoughts on it.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Well, then everyone's at the Scott residence, so Skills is
Yes.
playing video games with Jamie.
Right.
And then Lucas, Haley, and Nathan, the adults, are again
Right.
talking about Dan. And it's just that, like, I don't care. Because I guess, and this is when we found out that Lucas did talk to his doctor. And his doctor said, yeah, it is the truth. Lied, like, no. But Lucas, again, is just like, I don't care. Like, it just means he's going to be out of our lives in 6 months.
Yep.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
And I think he even says, like, good riddance or something
I'm pretty sure he does say
like
good riddance. Yeah.
that. But Jamie and Skills are playing basketball on some
Yeah.
sort of gaming platform. And Jamie's beating Skills because he keeps shooting threes. And then, like, that's when Skills has this moment of, like, oh. And you're
Yeah.
like, ooh, what is he talking about? Something like, ooh.
Yep.
So Skills may have devised a plan for the Ravens to win the games without Quentin. Again,
Nice.
thanks to Jamie. Jamie's coming in clutch for the Ravens.
Right, honestly, this kid should coach instead.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, oh God, we get Millie and Brooke at the store watching Mouth on air, and he like fully chokes, like cannot read the teleprompter properly, just like keeps stumbling, getting words wrong, ends up spilling a glass of water all over everything, like it's
Yeah.
bad.
Yep. It's not.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Well, it's funny too, because Brooke's like, well, at least it's over now, and Millie's like, no, he has two more broadcasts this afternoon. Oh
But
boy.
that's when Brooke's like, don't worry, I'll take you to the station. Which then, in theory, would mean that she has to take the baby to the Macy's meeting.
Correct.
TV drama.
Drama.
And then this is when we get the, like, you know, classic sports movie. Yay!
Yep.
Because, like, Nathan Skills and Jamie and Lucas are all, like, looking at their, like, drawing, the literal drawing board. And
Yes.
just, like, yeah, like, we just need to, like, only ever shoot threes and run up the score. Because then we don't need to have. Because the whole thing is, like, Quentin usually was, like, the big man in the paint. you know, getting the twos and all that kind of stuff. But then, like, because they don't have him, this is kind of like the only way that they can do that. And they're like, okay, I think we
Yeah.
have a plan. And you're like, oh,
Yeah.
is this like what happens on Friday Night Lights? Is it all like, yay, football?
I mean, sometimes, yeah.
No.
Yeah. But then also drama.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because I just feel like this was
Oh,
meant to be
so
like
good.
so basketball, but then like it, I mean, it continues on basketball for Nathan.
Yeah.
But that's kind of it, I think.
Yeah, I mean Friday Night Lights is definitely like very
Much
football
more
forward.
about the game on Friday
Yeah.
nights every time. Yeah.
Yeah.
One day, maybe, you know, I'll watch all the shows. Yeah.
You need to watch that one.
Yeah. We can add it
Yeah.
to the list.
Okay.
And then this. So, like, Lindsay's in her office,
Oh my
which is
God.
in New York, right?
Yep. I am 99% certain that this office is in New York, unless she's changed offices in the time that, like, I don't know what to say.
Because it's, I'm sure it's the same as like when, you know, we saw Lucas go there all the other times, or like, you know, when he first like gave her the stupid bamboo plant and all that crap,
Oh, right.
to which we were supposed to assume that that was New York.
Right.
And like, this isn't like a, you know, 3 hour Amtrak. This is like a
Right.
3 hour flight. Maybe not quite
I
3 hours, but
just.
like.
No, but like it's a flight for sure. Like.
But yeah, so Peyton walks in to Lindsay's office. And I literally just like stopped and was like, what?
I know.
And of course Lindsay's like, no. Like, we have nothing. Like,
Well,
what? No.
Lindsay's like,
Like.
what the hell are you doing here? Like, did you literally just fly all this way to like what, talk to me? Ridiculous.
Like, is this all supposed to be on one day?
I honestly, I don't know. I mean,
No, I get
I
maybe not because, like, if Brooke and Lucas went to the doctor's appointment, which
Yeah.
she said was at 7 p.m., and we knew that the meeting was the next day, and like Mouth's thing
Yes.
was the next day,
Yes.
so this must be okay. Yeah, so this is the next day. So I guess technically Peyton could have gotten up first thing on day two and flown there. But also whatever, because she clearly
Also, that's
flies home the same day.
insane behavior.
Well, that too. And I don't even
Anyway.
know, like, she says something about like Lucas's nonfiction life is about
Lucas
you,
loves you.
and then again it's just like you haven't read the book, and like Peyton and her like go-to excuse all the time, but he said I do. And she's just like, it's not me that has to make the decision about Lucas. It's you that has to make the decision, Peyton. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Which again,
And then she like hands her a copy of the book and is like, read the book. And I'm like, ugh. I'm
and
gonna have to
again,
get
because
another
that's the
voiceover
whole.
of Lucas's stupid book. The answer is yes, by the way.
And like, the whole thing is that, like, yeah, we want. I mean, I at this point, I mean, yeah, sure, we want Peyton and Lucas together because at least then he's not out there with anybody
Do
else.
we? Yeah, I guess that's.
I mean, at this point, yeah, I still wish I could, like, shake Peyton and be like, go after Jake Jakowski.
Oh my God, right? Like, go find Jake. Like, where's he at? That was better. You know, that, yeah. Go
And
figure that
again,
out, girl.
because like I can't remember if Peyton just gives up Red Bedroom Records for Lucas, basically,
Oh, yeah. I don't, I
or if
actually
she
don't
like
know what happens there.
relocates it, or like that's my only problem, right? Like, if I knew that she still was doing that. But I don't. So I'm like, if she does, I'm gonna be really pissed at the end of next season.
That's absolutely valid.
But yeah, so at this point, technically, we're supposed to want them to be together. And she's gonna read the book and find out that he's still in love with her, even though he doesn't know that he's still in love with her because he's a jackass.
Lucas.
Then we get Quentin and Jamie being so cute.
So cute.
And just for everyone listening, Quentin and Jamie being cute. Try not to let it get into your heart.
Yeah, truly.
I'm just trying to warn you now. But anyway, we see that Quentin is trying to teach Jamie to shoot free throws with his other hand.
Yeah.
So because he now Quentin's on the change. He's right, because even he's realized if he can shoot with his other hand.
Yeah.
But then freaking Dan's creeping in the gym again. But
like,
thankfully,
the creepiest creeper in a doorway, looking like the villain in a slasher flick.
Yeah. Like, thankfully, like, Jamie doesn't see him, so, like, Nathan's quickly like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to be back in 1 second, but P.S. Quentin, you're going to play. You're not quitting.
Yeah.
And Quentin's like, what? And then he and, like, Jamie have their little, like, heart-to-heart, and Jamie's just like, yeah, you can't quit. Like, my dad hasn't quit, but he just, like, he gets sad really the time.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, but, like, I still really would give anything to watch him play, and you're just like, oh, send in the kid.
I mean, honestly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Cute.
Freaking Dan.
Oh, my God.
Well, I love it because Nathan right away, he's like, I could have your parole revoked for, like, creeping around
Yeah.
here every day. And you're like, yes.
I mean, valid. Not only a high school with children in it, but, like, the literal scene of the crime.
Yeah.
That he committed. Like, what?
I don't know. What is even... Oh, this is when he tells Nathan that he...
Yeah.
Attempted suicide and, like...
Yes.
The rope broke and my life changed. And I did like how, like... Because obviously, like, at this point, Nathan always calls him Dan.
Yes.
Whereas, because, like, at the beginning of the show, you know, like, Lucas always called him Dan because he was only ever Dan. Mm-hmm. But Nathan called him Dad.
Yeah.
But then in this moment, he switches and calls him Dad for 1 second.
Yes, he does.
And because, again, it's that moment where, like, Dan's making you, like... He's either sucking us in because he's evil, or he's actually being truthful. So we're
right.
believing him, and in this moment of, like, vulnerability. But I did like how just kind of, like, that little thing happened with Nathan, and I was like, okay. Just because, like, Lucas is so cold about it, but, like, Nathan is still... I don't know. There's a little more heart, and not that Dan should be forgiven,
yeah.
but, like...
no, but, like, and I mean, like, it does remind you that, like, you know, as horrible as Dan was to Nathan, like...
Yeah.
He grew up with Dan as his dad, like.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I can't remember if it was.
Anyway.
At the beginning of this one or the end of last one, like, Nathan says something about that to Haley, too. He's just like, I know he's, like, Dan, but at the same time, like, he was my dad, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough.
I don't know. Dan says something like, he just wants to help you and, like, you know, the time that I have left and.
Yeah.
Something about a dying man's last wish. And then I was like, oh, no. Now I'm not buying it anymore.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yes. We go over to the station.
Yeah.
And Mouth's coworker friend guy is trying to, like, reassure him and, like, be like, it's going to be fine. And then Millie shows up. And she's like, yeah, he's going to be fine. And she, like, reminds him of, like, when he brought her there and she was asking, like, why he likes sports. And he said something about, like, the underdog getting a chance and, like,
oh, yeah.
all of that. anyway, she's like, just remember that. You can do it. I'm going to stand right here by the teleprompter. Just talk to me. So he does.
Oh, then, so Brooke goes to her Macy's. I think it's
yes,
it is Macy's, right?
I'm pretty sure it's the Macy's meeting, yeah.
Yeah, the Macy's meeting. But she has, like, the diaper bag and her portfolio and, like, Angie and the little, I was going to say bucket, the car seat. I'm like, yeah, the buckety thing that you put the kids in. the car seat.
Yeah, the carrier thing.
Yeah. And she's just like, and they're like, do you need to reschedule? Because, of course, it's like... It's literally, like, the fakest, like, thing where it's just, like, you imagine it to be all suits around, like, a conference table.
Yeah.
But then she's like, I just need 1 second. And she takes Angie out.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, what's gonna happen?
What's gonna happen? Oh, then we get this really good moment where Q goes to talk to Skills in his office and like apologize for what he said. Thankfully. And Skills says, like, you know, we're all looking at the big picture and trying to do what's best for you. Like, you have to know that we have your best interest in mind. So so anyway, they're cool now. So that's good. That was just to build a little suspense for Brooke's meeting. Well, and then there's like this series of like, so like, oh no, not series. Sorry. I don't know what I'm saying. Brooke is like trying to reason with Angie. She's like, we can do this. And then we cut to like Lucas and Nathan talking to the team being like, we can do this. It kind of annoys me when they do that. It's just so contrived. Like, it's fine once in a while, but they do it so often that I'm like, get a new bit.
Well, yeah, because it keeps going back, you know, like Brooke being like, we can do this, Angie, and whatever, whatever. And then, like, again, it's the buildup, and you're like, yeah, okay, like, they're going to do this. And, like, you know, because Brooke can be a mom at 22. And then, like, Lucas and me, like, we're going to shoot threes, and everyone's like, what? Like, no, it's cool. But then, of course, it's like, because Quentin's going to be the new point guard. Like, he's going to change position. And, like, yay. And I don't know. Some people are like, you know, if we're going out, we're going out together. Guns blazing. Like, it was actually, like, such a good, like, sports show speech.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But then it was Lucas. So I was just like, this is dumb. And then, of course, like, Brooke is giving her, Brooke and Angie, like, go in. And, like, it's clearly, like, almost the end of the meeting, and like the one woman executive's like holding Angie, and like clearly everything has gone totally fine and not like awry, like Brooke we were has supposed won them to think. Over. Yeah. And that's when she introduces her new line.
Baby Brooke.
Yay.
Baby line. Cute. I know I'm supposed to be really excited about this, but I was like, okay.
I knew it was something. Like, that she was having some sort of, like, new line, but I couldn't remember exactly what it was. And then I was just like, Sometimes it's cute when, like, babies have, like, you know, little Converse or, like, Jordans or something on. But, like baby Timberlands. But, like, other than that, I really don't want, like, chic-looking babies.
I mean, right?
And that's also, valid. It's just, like, I mean, I guess if... We're supposed to believe that, like, Clothes Over Bros is as big and famous as it is.
Yeah.
The clothes probably aren't cheap. And we know that they have, like, a high fashion line. So I guess the women who, or mothers or adults who have babies, whatever type of parental unit that has babies that is buying these expensive clothes would then therefore be able to buy expensive baby clothes.
Yeah.
But, like... Yeah. I feel like in my head, I always thought that I knew that Victoria had created the, like, you know, haute couture line, but I'd always thought that, like, the store in Tree Hill was, like, not like the Target version, but it was, like, a more accessible line, but it's not. It's just, like, the regular, probably slightly upper, whatever. So then, yeah, I'm just... Right. That's why then with this, I was like, oh, this is just, like, more expensive clothes.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just used to, like, you know, high school Brooke designing, like, cute tank tops and stuff.
Right.
But, you know. And then, like, Mouth, this is sports anchoring, and he, like, crushes it because Millie's there. So everything's like, yay!
Yay!
I don't know, we go back to the gym and like Q's doing good and he like thanks Lucas and Nathan and like you know, but you believed in me and blah blah.
Well, and like this is good too because this is when he talks like to Nathan specifically and it's like, I'll make you a deal, like I'll work hard if you work hard too, like let's practice together
for the comeback.
Yeah.
And again,
for a
like
couple hours every day.
This is the Quentin that I remember.
Yeah.
That like it was him and Nathan working to get Nathan back. I had forgotten about the Q injury and Q being a dick bag for 15 episodes.
Yeah, valid.
Because I knew that I was so invested when something may or may not happen. So up until this point, I was like, how did I get invested? Because he's being so mean.
Yeah.
It's true. But I see now where it comes from.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, and then, like, Melf kind of had his comeback, and, like, everyone was like, yay, good job. And then this is when he has Millie come sit behind the desk and, like, have fun to, like, read the teleprompter. Yeah. Except it's not sports. Mouth has put his own words on the teleprompter.
Of course he has.
And it's just him saying that he loves Millie. Yay.
Yeah. Yay.
Which I'm just so bitter and jaded because I'm like, it is really cute and like it works for them so well. But at the same time, I'm like, ugh, romantic gesture, gross.
I mean, listen, if this was the way a person told me they loved me for the first time, I don't know what I would do.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Even like, and again, because it totally makes sense for them, but at the same time, I'm like,
Yeah.
Because it also means like all the guys are in the booth because he had to tell them to turn the prompter on. And right. He would have had to have them load that up on the prompter.
Yeah.
So like,
Yeah.
Anywho's. Jamie's going to bed.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. And Haley sees the thank you card that he's made for Grandpa Dan.
Yeah.
And so, like, Haley starts to read it out loud, and then Jamie just, like, says the whole thing back to her because he remembers what he wrote.
Yeah.
And it's the end, really, when he's, like, he hopes he can come to his next birthday party and all the ones after that. And you can see Haley's just like, oh, my God. Like, because, man, as much as obviously she doesn't want Dan involved with Jamie's life, she's like, this kid is going to be crushed when his grandfather dies.
Yeah.
Like.
Which is why in the moment, in the next scene, I was like,
oh,
I feel like I knew that that happened, but I also was like, wait, she does that?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Because, yeah, so she goes downstairs with the card and is talking to Nathan. Yeah. And I think she even says, like, if you want to have, like, closure with him, like, I totally understand. Like, you know, kind of giving him the permission that if he needs to have Dan back in his life.
Yeah.
To, you know, say goodbye or whatever. She totally gets it.
Yeah.
But Nathan's like, no.
Right.
And then that's when she throws the card out.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's clearly, like, on the top of the garbage, in the garbage
can. Yeah, girl, do a better job.
Yeah. And that's when I was like, oh, I feel like that comes back.
Oh, yeah. It definitely does. It definitely does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and, like, it's kind of, like, intercut with, like, Lucas's, like, writing. And he has his, like, buddy call list, whatever.
Ugh.
It's not FaceTime, but some kind of...
No, but it's, like, the ancient version.
Yeah. And, of course, like, Lindsay's on the top of the list, and you're like, oh, he's going to try and call Lindsay.
Yep. Extremely annoying.
But first, Dan obviously has to have a brooding glass of alcohol.
Obviously, yes. And this is when Nathan comes by to see him, and he's basically like... Family's important, but you're not a part of my family anymore. So I'm sorry you're dying, but see ya.
Yeah. Never going to forgive you ever.
Yeah.
You made that decision when you killed Keith.
Yeah. Jeez.
When I love it because, like, he does the, like, lead up of, like, family's really important. And then Dan's like, yeah, our family. And Nathan's like, no.
It's like, no, my family.
My family. And that's when you can tell Dan's like, oh, no. So, of course, he, like, throws his drink in the mirror and, like, oh, stares at himself with his crazy, weird, emo hair.
Yeah. Yeah, his hair is really bad in this episode. I feel like it was moderately better in the episode that he directed. And I'm like, I wonder if he was like, you're not doing this to my hair if I'm directing this episode.
Yeah, like it's just like a scotch too long. So,
Yeah,
like, it
yeah.
keeps falling weird. Like, they need to either like put more product in or trim it a little bit or
Yeah,
like
it's not good.
something.
It's not good.
It always looks like he's gonna like, do that like
I
headbang swoopy thing, like to like get
So
them out of his
true.
eyes.
It's so true.
No, Nathan, I'm really sick. Bang swoop. Like
Yeah.
Lucas, of course, tries to like
Of course.
FaceTime, fake FaceTime Lindsay. She
Yep.
declines.
Yep.
And then, because of course it's not like she like lets it ring like you would like a phone kind of a thing. Like she hits
Yeah.
decline, so then
Oh,
he
yeah.
sees it right away, and then Lucas like stares into the ether.
Yeah. And I was like, take a hint, bro.
Yeah. Well, and then this is when we have Peyton reading the book and
Yes.
crying, and Lucas's voiceover, which is
Yes.
sounds like, I feel like it's probably like the end of the book of like
I'm
he believes
assuming.
in art again and love, blah, blah,
Yeah.
whatever. And then, like, randomly it ends with,
I know, right?
it's almost like it should have been flipped or something.
I agree.
Because, like, Brooke's talking to Angie, and she's just like, oh, like, like, give me a sign, like, if I'm doing this right. Because, like, earlier she'd been trying to get her to smile, so, like, she, like, laughs and smiles here, and, like, as if this is some kind of, like, Brooke's an excellent mother because the baby smiled. Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird note to end on. I don't know why they wouldn't have ended with, like, listen, not that I'm here for the Lindsay Lucas Peyton of it all,
Yeah.
but it makes more sense
Yeah.
in the context of the show to end the episode on that.
With his voiceover
Yes.
and Peyton
And
reading the
Peyton
book
read,
crying.
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, what? What are we doing here?
I don't know.
Who edited this episode?
So many questions.
Whose decision was it to cut it this way? Like, anyway, it's fine. It's fine.
I think the only like new person we had was the like Angie's heart surgeon.
Yeah, I think so.
So like I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't bother looking him up because
Yeah, I didn't really bother. Yeah.
as much as we may see him one more time, it's just gonna be like in the operating room or something.
Yep.
Or like coming out of the operating room, I suppose.
Yeah.
What did you
Makes
have as
sense.
like your Super 22 moment?
I didn't have like a particular moment, I don't think.
Yeah.
Just like Brooke generally with this whole thing. Still
Well,
Brooke for
and
me.
yeah, I went with like baby Macy's,
That's fair.
that
That's
whole
a good
thing.
moment.
And
Yeah.
not even in the like Brooke trying to be a mom at 22. I'm like, how did she have like all of these fashion lines? And like, not that you like have to go to school for that, but I just feel like, at least go on Project Runway or something, like
Yeah.
to then be like, she's this like huge fashion magnate and like and somehow easily just like came up with an entire
Yeah.
new line when like that night that she was staying at Lucas's and they were all like cuddling up on the couch, she was like finishing what I thought to be the regular designs for just I
Right.
guess like the new season of Clothes Over Bros, never mind coming up with an entire other new line.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a lot for a 22-year-old.
I agree. That's fair.
It's a
That's
lot for
absolutely
me, and
valid.
I'm older than that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
Valid.
productivity and functioning and focus, so.
Indeed.
That was mine. Did you have anybody as the most annoying?
I didn't really like.
Because, yeah, like, even as much as we kind of, have complained about
Well, yeah.
here, there, whatever, it was nothing really like.
No.
Dan wasn't actually that bad.
No, he wasn't. And like Lucas is always like a
Yeah.
low level annoying. So, there's like a baseline of annoying for Lucas, and he didn't exceed it this episode, I don't think.
Yeah, the most annoying part was the two voiceovers that are supposed to be
Right.
like quotes from his book. Because it was like the opening was, there are many who couldn't understand, and sometimes he walked among them, but even in his darkest hours, he knew in his heart that someday it would return to him and his world would be whole again.
Ugh.
And then, like, the end is, obviously the end of the book, and his whole, or I guess maybe this is just the continuing, and his world would be whole again, and his belief in God and love and art would be reawakened in his heart.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Agreed. Agreed.
That's what I found to be the most annoying, was the voiceover.
That's fair. You know, oftentimes the voiceover is the most annoying part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a quote of the episode?
I didn't think I did, but then when we were going through it, I liked when Nathan said to Q, like, you threw that punch, deal with it. Like, he threw that punch for you, deal with it. Just because, like, I felt like he was also talking to himself a little bit there. Like,
yeah.
And kind of, yeah, owning up to not blaming his own actions on other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had, well, Q and Nathan, but Q in the later one, where he just makes the deal. And it's just like, I'll do you one better. I'll make you a deal. I'm going to do this. I'm going to work hard. But you need to work hard, too, for yourself, for Jamie. You know, the comeback, just because, like, we keep, now it's like officially become a thing.
Yeah.
And like, this is the catalyst. And like, because Nathan kept saying before, like, it's not a comeback. It's not a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah. Q being like, the comeback. And I was like, oh, I kind of like that, because it,
yeah,
it goes places.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah. Because everything else was just like, oh, family, blah, blah, Dan, Brooke, blah, whatever.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Did you have a song of the episode?
You know, I didn't.
I mean, yeah, like there was a Gavin DeGraw song.
There was.
And again, that was at the, like, the pump up moment. So like,
Brooke
talking to Angie to psych themselves up, and then Lucas and talking about like the new shoot threes plan. I'm like, cause it was, and it kind of had that like build up moment, but everything else, like, I don't even know like any of these people are.
Me neither.
And then like the end, like 20 years was Augustana, so like the end kind of
montage-y
thing, like that one kind of stood out the most, but like I don't know if I've ever heard that song before.
Yeah, same.
So I was like, well, I don't know.
I guess it's the Gavin DeGraw song, just because.
Yeah, well, and because it was one of, like, as soon as it started, I was like, that's Gavin DeGraw,
right?
Man, there's only two episodes left.
I know how.
And like, I know one thing that happens with Dan, and I think it's the priest and not the dog.
Okay. Fair. That makes sense.
But then, like, I don't know what else happens. I guess Angie has to have her surgery.
Yep. I'm assuming there's going to be a basketball game at some point.
Right? Yeah, like, just anything else. Like, what? I don't know what else could happen with anybody.
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like Lucas is a dick. Sounds about
right. Yep. 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 Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. I don't even have, like, any predictions at all. Like,
no.
Yeah.
Because one other thing that I am sure happens at the end, and it's with Mouth. So.
Okay. What?
Yeah. I don't know. But it's fine, because we're almost there. And then we're going to get season 6, and at least stuff happens.
Yes.
It might not be good stuff.
Yeah.
At least it's entertaining. Entertaining in a dramatic TV, we're probably going to complain a lot way, but like,
yeah,
at least it's juicy.
Something like that. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, not these, because like now we're kind of on like 4 or 5 episodes in a row of like, okay, you know, stuff's happening, whatever.
It's true. Yeah, I do think these last two episodes are going to like actually finally give us things to happen. Yeah. Yeah. Finally. Right? God.
Then, yeah, then 6 might rock us a little bit.
Oof.
At least once. At least
once. Possibly twice.
Really?
I mean, not as badly as the initial thing that's going to happen.
Okay.
But, yeah, I feel like season 6 might be, like, tumultuous.
Yes.
Emotionally.
That's what we need. We need a little something.
Yeah.
Man, well, yeah, so we're gonna be two episodes left, and then we have the wrap up. My goodness,
I know.
This season is really only like 4 or 5 episodes shorter than the others, but it's just felt like it's gone so fast. I mean, thankfully, yeah. But
oh my God, right? Thank God this is one of the shorter seasons.
Yeah, it just feels like yesterday we were talking about like the gap and like Lucas going to LA and ugh, all that crap. Ugh.
Ugh. Oh man.
Either way, we will be back next week, and who knows, maybe something's gonna happen.
Maybe.
With Dan and a priest and not a dog. And if that isn't intriguing enough to come back, I don't know what is. Mm-hmm. We'll see you then.
Bye. I'm sorry, you know, man.